Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for July 14, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. Happy Bastille Day. Today's episode will be entirely in French. Up front, we're going to have three brand new songs. We'll feature some memories of Even Liver by Bill LaHecca, Robert Berg, and others. We will have Steve Lipton's faux live set and the continuation and conclusion of the epic Shadow Murder at the Schwitz. Jerry and the Shadow together again, am I right, friend?
The only friend of the Shadow is justice.
When the jingles have jumped the shark
and the Schwitz joke has run out of steam,
I hope you never get sick of the shadow, even if you're sick of me. And all the shopsters must conclude the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. There you go. Sing it, Shadow. Me and the Shadow.
I am the Shadow.
Ruining today's episode. Me.
Jerry Negrelli.
What a way to start an episode. Let's get the show on the road. And now it's Shadow time. Let's do it, my friend.
Only if it's for justice.
Today's episode of the TK Jingles podcast is brought to you by Jerry's Attic. That's right, Jerry's Attic is full of extra shirts from last year's Kickstarter, and I would really like to get these things out of my house. If you purchase a Schwitz tee, I will throw in a 2015 World Tour shirt for free. So now is the time to act, my friends. If you enjoy this podcast and you'd like to help me get this junk out of my house, I really appreciate it. Now let's play some new songs up front. First, this is actually an oldie, but celebrating Tony Kornheiser's 68th birthday, one I put together a couple years ago. And then the Joey Negrelli story that Joe Arrow shared last week has now been memorialized as a jingle. And then I have a new demo here. I was trying to get somebody to help me on this, but Robert Berg had never heard of the song before. And so if anybody out there wants to collaborate on this, or if you just think this demo is good enough, I guess maybe I'll post it. But I'd like to have two voices on this. Brad Weiss and I collaborated on this particular song a few years ago, and now here's a new spin on it just for Tony's podcast. So three new songs. Then we will recount some Even Liver memories.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, Tony. Oh, how old are you? 86 candles make the room grow bright, but not the lights. Blow out your candles, but take it easy, guy. If you blow too hard, I'm afraid you'll die. I'm afraid die.
I was in line for some beer, not even close to the cashier. Just let me get out of here and I'll be on my way. I got no sideburns or boobs, some might say that I'm a rube, but I got songs on YouTube, now strangers look my way. Even liver vibe was flowing, with TK and the whole team showing. Guy in front, stare was growing. And he turns to me and he said, hey, do I know you? Hold on, don't tell me. Yeah, you sing jingles, you're Joey Negrelli. I love your t-shirt, this show's so smelly. Do you know Tony? Joey Negrelli. What's with the Schwitz break? Now can you tell me, are you from Cleveland? Joey Negrelli, I love love your other songs. Like Trot Trot Trotsy, can I get a picture with Joey the Dudley?
I'm gonna need $1 million.
You're gonna need $1 million
to start my own podcast.
Tony, I think you're setting the bar a little bit high.
But if I had $1 million.
If you had $1 million,
my podcast would be bigger than cereal.
I wouldn't be so sure, everybody loves breakfast.
And if I had $1 million,
if you had $1 million,
I'd buy Nigel a dental plan,
but not some fancy dental plan that includes orthodontics.
And if I raise $1 million, I'll do my show. $1 million.
That's like 3 days' pay on PTI.
Just a measly $1 million.
I can see the sponsors all forming a line.
If I had $1 million, I'd probably quit.
Okay, I asked for some emails, faxes, and notes around folks' memories of Even Liver, and I got a few extras here I wanted to share this week before we play Steve Lipton's faux live set. So the first is from Bill Aheka. He says, I remember walking down the stairs, introducing myself to you, and then looking into the room with the place packed, and I got there early. The mass of people was shocking to me. As someone who honestly hasn't listened regularly to Tony's show for a while due to reasons, about 95% of the songs I heard that night were brand new to me. It was a revelation. Hearing them was a ton of fun. I didn't even realize there was a second act, so I left early. I regret this. I'll remember the people who came up to me and said hi. They told me things like how I was the one who initially got the Littles together with my silly message board and how I'm like the first Little. These statements were humbling and patently untrue. The reason everyone was there was for Tony. That being said, it was nice to meet the people I met initially online, finally after 11 years of running a community. Littles wanting their picture with me was a bit unnerving, but it was an honor. And I'll just have a little interjection here. I think that Bill, you know, is definitely being a little humble there. The message board and everything around that community really was the only way for folks to collaborate before there was TK Jingles and really before the advent of social media. So we all owe Bill a big thanks there, even though, as I've said before, the message board is now a cesspool of hate and trolls. Next, taking pics with the bigs and not really having to introduce myself was really weird. Very cool. I had wonderful conversations with Mr. Tony and his son. It was just surreal. The In Memoriam segment was a home run. Nothing else needs to be said. Finally, a big memory no one else really has mentioned was when we all sang to Billy Joel's famous last words with Tony on stage. Whenever I hear that song on the show, I get sad. But when we all sang it as one, it felt like an expression of joy. And I'll just add to this. That moment for me, that I'm glad that Bill enjoyed it. That was the intent there. That song they always played on Tony's show, I thought it would be so cool. Unfortunately, I think Tony really was ready to go after having heard Hamilton, so he wasn't that excited to hear it. And it's not really a sing-along song, even though I know every Billy Joel song. So to me, every Billy Joel song is like, oh yeah, these are the last words I have to say. We all know this, right? Let's everybody sing along. So it didn't quite have the rah-rah excitement that I'd hoped for, but I still enjoyed doing it. Hopefully a few others did as well, and I'm glad that Bill at least reminded me of what we were trying to do there, and at least one person got it. Robert Berg's memory is here. He says he's got them numbered here, so I'm going to go through a list. He says, you staring down the sales weasels and winning, that was amazing. Picking Luke up at the airport with Jason, after 1,000 emails, I finally got to meet Luke. Performing with you, Jason, Luke, KJ, John, and Steve at various points in the evening. And then Robert recounts a conversation he had with a 20-something-year-old girl named Amanda coming up to him. Amanda, oh my God, you're amazing. Robert, thanks. How long have you been listening to Tony's show? Amanda, what? No, I don't listen to that. He does, though, points at the guy to her left named Michael. Robert, confused. Then why do you like these songs? They can't make any sense to you. And then finally, Amanda says, I don't need to understand them. They're great. And then Robert says, I don't know how anybody outside of our cult could appreciate these songs, but apparently it is possible. And I would remind Robert and some of you listening that there are, although I can count them on one hand, people who listen to this podcast who have never heard Tony's show. So, you know, it is possible. And then next memory here from Robert Berg, people actually liking the Schwitz break, Steve really going for it on Staying Nude. And the fact that all the bigs showed up and made all littles feel like $1 million, and Tony stayed in that one spot and took pictures with dozens of people and seemed happy to do so. Just seeing the littles light up from getting the chance to chat with him made me feel really good. And then lastly, talking Jingle Theory with Luke at the fast food Indian restaurant. I'm not sure what a fast food Indian restaurant is, but I have to find that now. All right, then the last note here is from Lori, and she sent this to Tony's show, but it wasn't read on the last show, so she passes it along to us. Dear Mr. Porthauser, I'm still laughing after attending the second annual Jingle Fest. Too bad you left early, Grandpa, because the second half was even funnier than the first. Let's just say it was a four-bathrobe situation. I want to give a hearty salute, and not even the TK variety, to Jerry and everyone who lent their talent, wit, and willingness to be outrageous in public. And thanks to the regular show cast members who came out. It was great to see all the people we listen to every day and to be among hundreds of others who think the same things are funny. Given the huge turnout, I'm guessing Nats Park would be a good venue for the third annual Jingle Fest. Thanks again to everyone. Lori from DD. And due to the overwhelming response, I'm pretty sure we're going to do this again. I mean, I don't want to even start thinking about it because it's a lot of work. But, you know, we'll revisit this sometime at the end of the year. If you have suggestions on an alternate venue, Penn Social was pretty cool, but there were some issues that I recounted over the last few weeks. So if we could find a place that actually had a little bit more of a dedicated professional crew, that would be spectacular. So contact me, podcast@tkjingles.com, if you have any ideas around that. Maybe we'll just hire a wedding DJ or something and do it in a banquet hall or a hotel conference room or something. All right, now let's get on to Steve Lipton's faux live set. If you remember, I've asked everybody that participated in Even Liver to send me in one set since the digital recording by Penn Social completely failed. Last week, we heard from Joe Arrow. This week, Steve Lipton.
Hi, everybody. Steve Lipton here. Jerry has kindly asked me to say a few words about my experience at TK Jingles Even Liver this year, and I just want to say that everybody did fantastic. It was great meeting and re-meeting everybody, from Jason's professionalism in the face of ridiculous live sound issues to KJ's fantastic ukulele playing to the effortlessness of Joe Arrow and John Fitzpatrick's performances. Luke, Rob, Jason just tearing it up as the rap trio. It was fantastic. Of course, Jerry's always unflappable. But the one thing that really sticks out in my mind about this year is Patrick Moffitt. Patrick had a smile on his face that looked like it couldn't be wiped off by anything. He had a bemused look in his eyes, and he soaked it all in. Went out late night for beers, had a great time meeting everybody, and that's sort of the spirit of TK Jingles. Like, I can't believe this is happening. All the bigs, the huge crowd, this is really real. So when I think of TK Jingles Even Liver, I'm going to think of Patrick Moffitt.
Next, TK Jingles Even Liver is proud to present the man you've all been waiting for, Steve Lipton!
Yay. Who's this guy?
I don't know.
I thought he was the guy Jerry hired to take pictures for this event. What's he doing on stage?
Well, they obviously ran out of jinglers. I mean, Brad Weiss is still in South Africa.
Well, at least I got to meet Bill Lahecka. He gave me a basketball.
That is a plus.
His mind is Terry Cloth Twisted. He likes a deep cotton blend. He makes a very petty, petty choice. PTI pays a tab. Did they put him in a courtyard by Marriott? Tells the true 1%er. Did the bean counters forget? We don't have that gum in here, but we can get you extra soap. And still those voices are calling in Tony's head. Changing ends in the middle of the trip, just to hear them say, hey, welcome to the hotel with two bathrooms. Such a lovely place,
such a lovely place.
And it's doubly priced. not raining outside, but I checked with Michael to see about the weather conditions. I'd have dinner at Rose's, but the line's too long and I can't reach House and Simmons. So I'm on my way. I know just where I'm going. I'm on my way. I call ahead, but I don't know how to use a cell phone to call my guy Tommy. See, it's me and Alan Bubis having dinner at the Palm. See, it's me and Alan Bubis having dinner at the Palm. But don't forget the doggy bag. Tony, don't lose that chicken. Alan Bubis paid for it himself. Send it off in an Uber to your house. Tony, don't lose that chicken. It's the Parmesan you love. You might eat it if you feel hungry when you get home. Tony, don't lose that chicken. Tony, don't lose that chicken. One job, not hard. Get yourself together. Adopt a new canine. This is what you say makes you qualified. You tell them once, twice, three dogs you've buried. How will Petco clear you? Tom, how will they clear you? He takes freebies from littles. He stands and sings to drink his wine. He calls Michael when it rains. He hates a fucking purple lion. I hope it don't die, 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 die when the show goes away. He better not die, 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 die. He's the old man we call Satchmo. And Will Bob's not surprised. We'll say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye when the show is off again. Please don't die, 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 die. The old man who sells windows. Yeah, the old man we call Satchmo.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Steve Lipton!
Yeah, it's a shame we couldn't get the real recording, but I think Steve captured the essence of his performance quite well there. All right, folks, now, I've been teasing this for 3 months now. On the January 14th episode of this year, I dedicated the opening segment to the trolls that often email me and give me crap about talking too much. And we did a 2 minute long self-indulgent fan fiction nonsense of the 1930s radio serial The Shadow, purely as a middle finger to the folks that don't like the stuff that I do, other than they just say, play the damn music, monkey boy, and you know, move along. So to my great surprise, that little 2 minute nonsense got a really strong reaction on Twitter and via email and stuff. People really seem to like The Shadow. So January 14th episode, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. It's very early in the episode. Then March 17th, I decided to do a sequel for part two of this ridiculous Shadow serial, Murder at the Schwitz. And once again, a lot of hype, a lot of really, really positive feedback. Brad Weiss lent his voice to both. Steve Lipton now joined in for part two as the health inspector coming to inspect the Schwitz. And it was just, it was so much fun. And I was so encouraged by all of you, you know, contacting me, encouraging me to do it again, that I always wanted to do a third part and wrote it pretty soon after that, but was so darn busy getting ready for Even Liver that I just could not get to it, even though I forced everybody that was helping me to record their parts like 3 months ago. I think Brad recorded his like as he was packing to leave to South Africa or something. So all of you that contributed, thank you so much. Elliot Olshansky, Sean Morrissey, Brad Weiss, and Robert Berg contribute to The Shadow, Murder at the Schwitz, Part 3, presented now in its in entirety. And you'll notice a pattern here where the first Shadow bit was 2 minutes, the second one was four, and this one is even longer.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows. Blue Cole presents The Shadow, the mystery man who strikes terror into the very hearts of sharpsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. Previously, our hero stopped for a nice meal at his local Schwitz, accompanied as always by his friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane. But before our couple could enjoy that meal, the health inspector was struck dead under very mysterious circumstances. Today, the stunning conclusion to The Shadow, Murder at the Schwitz!
How many in your party, madam?
There's two of us.
Okay, right this way. Here you are. I hope these seats near the shower are to your liking.
Why, yes, they certainly offer a nice view.
Ah, and here's your server. Enjoy your meal.
Good evening, ma'am. My name's Randy. I'll be taking care of you tonight. What can I get you started with?
I'd like a quart of bourbon and a steak salad, please.
Sure, and judging by that empty chair, it looks like you're expecting one more. What was that?
Randy Bargeman.
Who said that? What's going on?
Her one more is already here, Mr. Bargeman. The Shadow will be dining with Miss Lane this evening.
What? Who? I don't understand.
You will accept my unseen presence without question, without fear. I am the Shadow. Don't try to find me. I've made myself quite invisible to your eyes. Now hear this. The Shadow will also take a salad, dressing on the side.
Hey, man. I think I'm hearing things. Really gotta take it easy on those bath salts. Okay, I'll be right back with a couple salads and that bourbon, ma'am.
Thanks, Randy.
Excuse me, miss. Would you like nice, relaxing back rub?
Why, sure. That'd be just fine.
Okay, just give me a minute to get my pants off.
Igor, I've been looking all over for you. The boss needs to see you right quick.
Okay, I'm coming.
Oh, but I was so looking forward to that massage.
It's okay. I'll come back later.
Hey, excuse me, miss. Haven't I seen you here before?
Why, no. This is my first time visiting the Schwitz.
Oh, well, you mind if I sit down?
Well, no, I don't mind, but that seat is taken.
Ah, nonsense. The chair's as empty as my backside is bare. I'll just sit right... Oh, I just sat on something pointy. What's that laughter? Who's there?
Anton Grieg, Beasley. Perhaps you should find another table.
Who said that? How do you know my name? What's so funny?
Oh, all right, I think I'll take a rain check, miss. Toodly shmoo.
Lamont, you scared away another nice young man. Oh, look, here comes our food.
Here you go, a salad and a bourbon for the lady and a salad for the, shadow.
Okay, Lamont, let's just enjoy this meal so we can get back to solving the health inspector's murder.
No time for that now, Margot. We have bigger problems.
Bigger problems? Like what?
The shadow asked for his dressing on the side.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shadow's exciting adventure continues in just a moment. But first, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you believe that progress is necessarily a good thing? Well, I certainly don't, and neither do our friends at Blue Coal. I'd like to introduce Mr. John Riggleston, the president of the Blue Coal Corporation.
Yes, yes, thank you for that lovely introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a well-known fact that central air conditioning is expensive. Sure, it cools your home, but at what cost? That's why I'd like to recommend you try Blue Coal this summer. Just pour a bag of our fresh Pennsylvania anthracite into your furnace and enjoy the steady heat throughout your home that you can only find with Blue Coal. They say when you're frostbitten, your extremities actually feel quite warm. And my friends, that's how you'll feel when you're burning Blue Coal in your home this summer. You know it's Blue Coal because it's the only coal coated with a harmless, anti-gauzing, blue powder. Back to you, good sir.
Thanks for sharing the good news about Blue Coal, John. And now back to the stunning conclusion of The Shadow, Murder at the Schwitz.
You want to see me, Mr. Steinstein?
Yes, Igor. We have a problem.
I know. I'm sorry. I thought he was 18, but...
No, not that. It's the health inspector. He's dead.
Oh, right. I killed him.
Wait, what? Why would you do that?
He'd seen too much. Our cooks, who lack both hairnets and trousers, are total disdain for public health. I feared he was going to shut us down.
You mashugana. That's what I wanted him to do. Look, I only took over the Schwitz by losing a bet. I didn't want this place. I've been trying to run it out of business ever since. I added the tableside massage. I made our cooks work with no clothes on. I put condiments in the hand soap dispensers. I want the drivers out of business.
Oh. What's that noise?
Shmuel Steinstein.
Who's that? What is this, a trick?
Who is talking? I see no one.
Allow me to introduce myself. Men call me the Shadow.
The Shadow? You, I've heard of.
Then you know I'm here to thwart your murderous plans.
Not so fast, Mr. Shadow. We may not be able to see you now, but look what we got here. Steam! Igor, open that door to the steam room. Look, Shadow, all that steam is rolling in this room, and soon everyone can see where you are.
Others have tried to trap the Shadow.
Yeah, but I did it. The air is becoming so thick, Shadow.
I see.
Igor, look, there he goes, near the window. Grab him!
Ah, I try, but my hand's too slick with massage oil.
What is that? Sirens?
I've telephoned Police Commissioner Weston. This place will be surrounded in minutes. You gentlemen have a date with the electric chair.
No, they'll never take me alive.
Look out, Shmuel, you're knocking over that lantern into a pile of oily rags. You'll be burned to death. No!
Now that that's all over, I don't mind saying I'm certainly glad to be leaving that place, Lamont.
Yes, Margot. You might say the Schwitz is one of the hottest tickets in town.
Well, folks, that's it for this week and maybe forever. Thanks for listening.
The Shadow knows.
Tommy liked to eat a nice steak. His grill's on the fritz, so we can't even make just one. Ooh, well done. Gina says I had a long day. If you want some food, you're on your own. I'm done.
Oh, I'm done.
Ooh, so done. She says, if you're hungry, I know a nice spot. You can eat a fine dinner while you're naked and hot. It sounds disgusting, but I'm told it's not at all. You should give it a shot. Whoa, so we finally went there.
Whoa, spitting on a date.
It was worse than he thought, a living nightmare.
Whoa, spitting on a date.
He's spitting on a date.
Thank you again to Elliot, Sean, Brad, and Robert for that wonderful voice work, along with the professional actress who played Margot Lane for the past three episodes. She really was the highlight of this whole thing. That is it for this week's episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week looking back at some of the best songs that have been released over the summer, while this week was an exception with two brand new songs. Typically, a lot of music actually does get released over the summer as folks get ready for TK's return. So we'll feature some of the best from 2013, 2014, and 2015 next week, and hopefully some new ones from 2016. We'll also feature another Even Liver live set. Thanks for listening. Oh, and seriously, if you need to do some birthday or holiday shopping, please buy some of those shirts. Get those out of my house.
I had Putin great. On the Schwitz well, in my head that? The entire day yesterday. Putin! On the Schwitz.
Very, very good.